Chapter 5, Redemption. The soldiers amassed their numbers and rushed the barricade. One by one, all of the rebels fell. Marius was shot in the shoulder and felt someone grab him. He thought he would be captured and executed by the soldiers as he lost consciousness. Enjolras swung his sword defiantly under a hail of bullets. He was the last rebel to die. Marius was not taken prisoner. After he was shot and passed out, Valjean grabbed him and pulled him into the alley behind the barricade. There seemed to be no escape from the advancing soldiers. Valjean looked all around, then he saw the answer. There, on the street, was a hole covered by an iron grill. Valjean lifted the grill, hoisted Marius onto his shoulders, and climbed down into the sewers of Paris. Down there it was slippery and dark. Valjean struggled to carry Marius as he trudged through the river of flowing sewage into the blackness before him. After walking for a long time, he had to take a rest. He stopped to bandage Marius's bleeding wounds. In the young man's pocket, he found a note.
I am Marius Pontmercy. My body should be taken to my grandfather, Monsieur Gillenormand's house, at 6 Rue des Filles du Cavet in the Marais.
Valjean memorized the address and continued his journey through the sewer toward the river. After many hours, he could see light at the end of the long tunnel. But when he got there, the iron gate between the sewer and their freedom was locked. Valjean let out a cry of despair. There was no way out. Then he felt a hand on his shoulder. It was Monsieur Thénardier. He had escaped from prison into the sewers. He showed Valjean a key to the locked iron gate he had stolen.
I see you've killed this man,
said Thénardier.
I'll let you through this gate if you give me half of what you stole from his pockets.
Valjean said nothing. He reached in his pocket and gave Thénardier 30 francs.
You killed a man for this little money? What a waste,
said Thénardier as he unlocked the gate, and then he scurried off into the sewers like a rat. Valjean climbed up the riverbank to the world above. There he stopped to splash some water on Marius's face, but standing there was another man. It was Javert. The inspector had been chasing Thénardier after he had escaped from prison.
Please, help me take this man home. He's badly injured, said Valjean.
Javert looked unhappy but agreed to help him. They put Marius in a carriage and told the driver the address. At the gate of Monsieur Gillenormand's house, Valjean told Javert he could arrest him after he took the boy inside. But when Valjean returned to the waiting carriage, Inspector Javert was gone. When Monsieur Gillenormand saw Marius's lifeless body, he cried,
He's dead, the fool! He did this to punish me!
Then a doctor examined Marius.
He might live,
the doctor said.
The wound to his body is not serious, but there are some deep cuts on his head.
Ah, my grandson!
Monsieur Gillenormand cried with joy.
You're alive after all!
The next morning, Javert's body was found in the river. He was an unhappy man who was unable to understand the kindness and generosity of Valjean. He had committed suicide. Marius spent the next 3 months recuperating.
Grandfather,
he said one day,
I still plan to marry Cosette.
Of course, my boy,
said Monsieur Gillenormand, who had become a much kinder man since his grandson was returned to him alive.
It's all been arranged. She's just waiting for you to heal properly, as the doctor ordered. I've gotten to know her and her father. I think she's a charming girl.
Marius was overjoyed. Later that day, Cosette came to visit him with her father, who had a strangely nervous smile. Their wedding was set to take place in February of the following year. The happy couple decided they would live with Monsieur Gillenormand after they were married. For Marius, there were only two important things to do besides preparing to be married. He wanted to find Thénardier, even though he knew the man was a terrible thief. He desperately wanted to respect his father's last wish.
Secondly, he wanted to find whomever it was who saved his life on the night he was shot. He often spoke of this to Cosette and Valjean, but Valjean was always silent. The night of the wedding was wonderful. The only thing that made Cosette unhappy was that Valjean had said he felt ill and had gone home before the feast. Valjean was at home crying. He remembered the little girl he had rescued from the Thénardiers 10 years earlier. He felt very sad that he was no longer the most important man in her life. And he remembered that he was Jean Valjean, a criminal who had spent 19 years in prison and who had stolen the silverware from the kind bishop's house. Not even Cosette knew the truth about him. If she and Marius knew, he would lose their love and respect. But if he didn't tell the truth, he felt he would lose his own soul. The next day, Valjean went to talk to Marius. He told the young man everything about his past life.
"You must promise not to tell her," said Valjean.
"I won't tell her," said Marius. "But you shouldn't spend very much time around her anymore."
"Oh, but you must let me see her sometimes," begged Valjean. "Without her, I'd have nothing to live for."
"You may visit her for a short time in the evenings," said Marius.
In the evenings, Valjean would come to visit Cosette in a small room with 2 chairs and a fire. She begged him to come and live with them, but he always declined. He would not even let her call him father anymore.
"You have a husband now. You don't need a father."
But as she now called him Monsieur Jean, he gradually became a different person to her. She began to accept his visits less and less. After some time, they stopped visiting altogether. Marius felt it was good to get Valjean out of Cosette's life. In his private research on Valjean, he knew that Valjean's fortune came from a wealthy Mayor Madeleine, who had disappeared. After learning this fact, he would not let Cosette use any of the money Valjean had given her. Then one evening, a servant brought Marius a letter and said the writer was waiting in the hall. The letter smelled of cheap tobacco and had some familiar handwriting. When he met the visitor, he was shocked to find Monsieur Thénardier. The terrible man was there to ask for money.
"I have some interesting information to tell you about your wife's father," said Monsieur Thénardier.
"I already know about him,"
said Marius.
"But the man who you think is your wife's guardian is actually a murderer and a thief named Jean Valjean."
"I know,"
said Marius.
"I'm aware that he robbed a wealthy factory owner named Mayor Madeleine, and that he executed Inspector Javert."
"That is incorrect,"
said Thénardier.
"He didn't rob Mayor Madeleine. He was Mayor Madeleine. And he didn't kill Inspector Javert. Javert killed himself."
Thénardier showed Marius a newspaper clipping he had about the inspector's suicide.
"But he did kill a young man whose body I saw him carrying through the sewer. I even have a piece of the young man's coat as proof."
Then Thénardier showed Marius the bloody scrap coat. Marius recognized it as his own.
"That young man was me," cried Marius.
He suddenly realized that Valjean was the man who had saved his life. Marius gave Thénardier enough money to take his remaining daughter, Azelma, to America and start a new life. Then he ran to Cosette and told her everything.
"Your father was the man who saved me. We must go to him at once."
When they knocked at Jean Valjean's door, they heard a weak voice say,
"Come in."
"Father!"
cried Cosette, who ran to the old man who slumped in a chair.
"So you've decided to forgive me," said Valjean.
Marius cried tears of guilt and shame.
"Oh, I'm so ashamed. Valjean, why didn't you tell me that I owed you my life?"
"I didn't want you to be obliged to a worthless criminal," said Valjean.
You're going to come and live with us,
said Marius.
This time you can't refuse,
said Cosette. But when she took his hands in hers, they were very cold.
Oh, are you ill, father?
No, not ill, said Valjean. I'm dying, but to die is nothing. Not to live is terrible.
Valjean's breathing became difficult. He pointed to a nearby table.
Cosette, I want you to have those silver candlesticks. The person who gave them to me is watching us now. I hope he is pleased. Now, Cosette, the time has come for me to tell you about your mother. Her name was Fantine. You mustn't forget it. She loved you very much and suffered greatly. Her great sorrow was as much as your great happiness is now. God balances things that way. I will leave you now, but remember to always love each other. Love is the only thing that matters in life.
Cosette and Marius knelt beside Valjean, weeping as the final breath escaped from his lips. In the light of the two candlesticks, they could see on his face a peaceful smile.